here." Jericho's open hostility didn't bother the god at all as he came forward to stop in front of Delphine.
"Did you see Dimas?"
Jericho was going to refuse to answer, but he knew how close the two of them were. And while he had a grudge against Dimas, it was no reason to be a total dickhead to Phobos.
"He's in bad shape, but alive."
The relief on Phobos's face was tangible.
"Is there any way to get him out?"
Delphine shook her head.
"I don't know. We barely made it out. And now we have Galu after us, along with Noir."
Phobos's expression was total astonishment.
"The Sumerian Galu demons?"
She nodded. He let out a disgusted sound as he turned his attention to Jericho.
"Damn, Kratos, do you have to piss off everyone you meet?"
Intending to thoroughly trounce the bastard, Jericho took a step toward him only to find Delphine in his way.
"You're not going to hurt him."
"Wanna bet?"
She planted herself firmly in his path, hands on both of his shoulders.
"Yes, I do, and I will win."
Jericho looked down and paused. Anyone else would have been hammered for daring to stop him. The fact that she was so tiny in comparison to him just made it all the more laughable. He could crush her and not even feel it. And yet he wasn't about to take her on, which was probably the funniest part of all. What was wrong with him that he had no will when it came to her? Stepping back, he narrowed his gaze at Phobos.
"Say thank you to her, Dilophanos. She just kept you from getting your ass handed to you."
Phobos arched a brow and stepped forward.
"Stop it!"
Delphine snapped, turning on Phobos and forcing him back a step.
"One more round of grand testosterone, and I swear I'll geld you both where you stand."
Phobos held his hands up in surrender, which made Jericho feel somewhat better. He wasn't the only one intimidated by a chihuahua. The Dilophanos looked over her head to meet Jericho's gaze.
"Any idea how to get my brother out of there?"
"Dynamite. With any luck, it might blow the bastard up, too."
Phobos wasn't amused. Delphine let out an exasperated breath before she answered him.
"Jaden told us to find someone named Acheron Parthenopaeus. Do you know him?"
Phobos choked.
"Yeah, I do. I'm surprised you don't."
"Why?"
"He's an Atlantean god known as Apostolos. He used to spend a lot of time with Artemis, but we don't talk about that. Tends to make the sour redhead even surlier than normal, and it sends Apollo off into a screaming fit."
From where Jericho stood, that could be entertaining. He wouldn't mind beating the shit out of Apollo for a few rounds. Delphine scowled.
"I don't spend much time in the Hall of the Gods or with Artemis. I try to avoid any nuclear fallout that comes from that entire crew."
"Yeah, well, at 6'8", Acheron's a hard man to miss. Anyway, he's a major badass, but I don't know if even he can take on Noir and win."
Jericho shrugged.
"Jaden thinks he can."
"Well, then let's go see my buddy and see what he thinks."
Jericho crossed his arms over his chest as Phobos took them to a small shotgun house in the French Quarter. Oddly enough, it was only a few blocks away from where he had been working at Landry's. Delphine frowned at the well-kept, unassuming place that had pretty white lacework trim. It blended in perfectly with all the other houses on the street. Nothing marked it out as anything special. More than that, she didn't sense anything out of the ordinary. No powers or anything else.
"A god lives here?"
Phobos laughed at her tone.
"Believe it or not, and this is a much nicer and bigger place than the apartment he used to have here in New Orleans."
Still, she was skeptical. She just couldn't imagine an all-powerful entity calling this home.
"If you say so,"
she said in a sing-song tone. Phobos smiled.
"And I do. I also say follow me."
He walked up to the door and knocked.
"Why didn't we just pop in?"
Jericho asked as he allowed Delphine to ascend the stairs first. Phobos made an amused choking sound.
You can't. He has it shielded. Besides, he's a god and could be a nasty one if you upset him. You try popping into any place where his beloved wife is, and you'll get fried faster than chicken at KFC. He doesn't have a sense of humor when it comes to her. So wipe the frown off your face before you hurt her feelings and get gutted for it.
Given that extensive warning and the passion in Phobos's voice, Delphine was expecting a goddess to answer the door. Someone who would make Aphrodite tremble in fear and shame. So when the door opened to show her a very average-looking woman with nondescript brown hair that was pulled into pigtails, she was confused. The only thing the woman had in common with most goddesses was her tall height and beautiful hair. The rest of her appeared completely human. Dressed in a long beige skirt and green sweater, she gave them a bright, friendly smile.
"Hey, Phobos, what are you doing here?"
Phobos returned her smile.
"Hi, Dory. We're here to see the big guy. Is he around?"
"Sure."
She stepped back and opened the door for them to enter. Phobos walked in first, with Delphine two steps behind and Jericho pulling up the rear. The house was very normal. Quaint and orderly, it was decorated in neutral tones, dark browns, golds, and a little rust. Again, it was nothing out of the ordinary, except for maybe the Greek artifacts and statues of the Olympian gods that were sprinkled throughout nooks and crannies. There were also happy family photos scattered about, and a small Bengal cat in the corner napping on the floor, while a sunbeam warmed its exposed belly. Delphine's gaze stopped dead on one picture in particular. It was a younger Tori in the ruins of an ancient Greek temple, with a blonde woman and a dark-haired man, a man Delphine knew very well.
"Arik?"
she said in stunned surprise. Tori cocked a brow.
"Oh, you know my cousin's husband?" "I'm not sure. He looks like someone I used to know."
"It's the same, Arik."
That had to be the deepest voice Delphine had ever heard, and it was tinged